Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hey, look at that. Here we go again. It's another Glory Days
with PJ and Jim.
Come here, listen.
Yes.
I want to do a serious one.
Oh, no.
Right. Now, I'm not saying full
last
serious.
Last time we did one of them, I ended up in the Late Late Show.
I'm not saying a full serious one. I'm not saying you have to go and have a breakdown or anything.
Yeah, right? Okay, yeah.
But come here, listen. I think we're going to have to do something with this podcast, right?
What you mean?
We're going to have to, I don't know, either give it a fancier name or give it a theme or make it stand for something. Because I'm fed up with these other numpties, you know, having
who?
All this. Everybody, all these other people that have podcasts. And they're all getting loads of credit for it and everything, and they're in the charts, and they do be on tours and doing stages and everything, and we do be just standing here talking shite all the time every week.
We don't fucking want to do it.
That's, you know, not that's the point.
Yeah, we don't want to do the shows.
We were talking about side hustles earlier on.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, it can't be, like, if you're not going to do the OnlyFans, right?
Wow.
How are we going to make any money?
If I did it, I'm hardly going to give you money. Me holding myself by the ghoulies.
That's
and
then, you
and Jim
all
going,
over.
Yeah, pimpy Jim over here.
Who do you think's going to, you know, be the administrator?
The
oh, there is that, actually.
Imagine, Jim, God. Take it, I'm freezing. Jim, for God's sake, I'm absolutely freezing. Do I really have to hold this balloon over me ditties?
In front of your gaff there on the strand.
Oh, my God.
The neighbours will see. Stop it. Pull yourself together, man.
Yeah, just get the dog to
sit. Literally, pull yourself together.
Yeah, pull yourself. You're after going tiny now with the wind. That's no good. No one wants to see that. You know, it's supposed to look like more than a goosebump, for God's sake, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Well, look, I was just saying, you know, because, God, I mean, you get fed up, beaten over the head with all these other Muppets that have you seen my podcast? It's number 4 in the charts.
Yeah, I know, but they don't get paid for that. Like, they get paid for all the
I thought some people get paid for doing this. I know we don't, but...
Well, sponsors, like, you know, people who have sponsors on their podcast.
Can we get one of them?
Yes!
Can you use your celebrity power to get us a sponsor that would pay us to do, like, you know, surely there must be a demand for two middle-aged buffoons.
I'm sure we'd get sponsorship, but it wouldn't be money. It'd be a lad sending us a pack of jellies and a thing of hot sauce every week or something, saying, you know, there you go, lads, do the thing. But maybe we could do some live shows. Maybe there's an option there. We can go out and do, you know.
As you say, that does involve both travel and work.
Yeah, I know. And that sort of knocks the crack out of it. You know, it really does. And but, I mean, we could do it. We could give it a bit more of a push. Maybe we just call it the,
forget I mentioned it.
I don't know, I'm very stressed out at the moment anyway. I've too much going on. I'm the builder's in my house at the moment, and I have to say, it's like getting into a relationship. You know, you never quite get what you're looking for. Everything, it never works out the way you think, you know?
Right.
So you know the way you come around and they...
And again, very similar to you getting into a lot of relationships in the past, you have to pay for it.
Well, dear, you know, you meet these lads come around and they do the whole...
You know what I mean?
They do the whole, like, you know, and you think it's going to be fantastic and they're like, we'll be here, we're just going to get this and we're going to do this, it's going to be brilliant and it's only going to cost this, and you go, that's a great deal. And then they start and it's all goes brilliant and then they go, oh, Jesus, it's a bit rotten in there.
Yeah.
And you're like, right, what's that mean? What? Well, see, now that we've taken the front off the fucking house, we can't put it back up until we replace that as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, is there no way of saying that beforehand? And they're like, well, no, there wasn't. And they're not ripping me off or anything. Like, they're really good lads. But then you read and you go, so how?
Well, the builder in particular, we know, is a fine gentleman of a human being.
Oh, no, that lad.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bollocks. He never called me back. This is a good lad. This is a different fella.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, he never got back to me. Yeah, the other fella.
Oh, my God. The lad who thought I was brilliant. Shite.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I beg your pardon. No, it is that fella.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about someone else. Yeah.
Oh, I know who you thought we were talking
about.
Yeah,
yeah. No, the lad who thinks you're brilliant is the guy. And it makes my life much harder, by the way. When they go, oh, that's going to cost an extra 3,000 euros. I'm like, what? And he goes, that Jim McCabe is something special, isn't he? I'm like, oh my God. He's such a fan of yours.
That's kicking a man when he's down all night.
He goes, right, that's another 300,000. He never said that. That's another 3,000. I'm like, 3 grand? Right. I said, I'll pay it. Like, I don't really have much of a choice, seeing as though there's no front on the house.
Yeah.
And he's like, right, unfortunately, now it's 2 extra days labour on that as well. Right? Oh, jeez. I have to say now, this isn't the show this morning. That Jim McCabe is something special. He really is something. I've been listening to that man since before I even started this job, you know. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, something special. Anyway, if there's any more problems, which I'm sure there will be, I'll let you know. Wouldn't say you've any of that in work now with someone as brilliant as Jim McCabe working on the desk there.
There you go. But it is true. Has there ever been, I wonder, has there ever been in the history of jobs, of any job, building job related things, I mean, where a thing where the price at the start and the price at the end
were the same?
Were the same.
Or lower.
Never happened.
We guess where they go, like, actually, you know the way we thought we had to do that? That we didn't. It's actually a grand cheaper. It's never happened.
Here's some money back for you.
Yeah, geez, I can't believe it. We overcharged you. Never happened. Yeah. And especially the bigger the job, the more. No matter what it is, you know. Then I asked the plumber to come into the house there last week, and he came in. I says, I just want to block off the pipes. No problem. The jacks and everything pulled off the walls and everything. He said, no worries, give me a shout when you want new ones. I was there, I didn't want new ones.
That is a challenge.
You know, and then you're like, how much is a sink? He goes, don't worry, I'll look after you. Yeah, but you still want money though.
Yeah.
And there's a sink on the fucking floor.
The other thing is, the correlation between what somebody says is, like for them, you know, what they say is an easy job or a small job or no, that's grand or whatever. And then when you get the price.
Yeah.
That's a mad difference. Like, you know, trying to do something in the garden, right? The back garden, right? Because it's fucking shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Trying to do something, like literally just make it not shit. That's basically the premise.
That pretty
Could
much
you make that not shit?
Because you unshise it, yeah. And no problem.
And the gas thing about it is the amount of people who looked at it went, there wouldn't be much in that now. I don't know, a couple of days or whatever.
Yeah.
And a bit of soil there and a bit of whatever. There wouldn't be a lot in that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, oh, fucking great. Thank God for that. Whew, music to me ears, you know. And then 2 days later, they come back. I have a price on that job for you. Yeah. 3 grand. 3 grand? What?
Yeah, you're like, 3 grand? You're like, what do you mean 3 grand? You said there wasn't a lot in it.
You said fucking 2 days, maybe 3 at a push.
Yeah, and then you know the way landscapers and builders do this move that nobody else does. Nobody else does.
Yeah.
They walk into 3 grand and you go, all right, fucking hell, okay. Right, 3 grand, so that's great. And then they go, right, and then they start the job. And then they go, nearly finished, so you'll have the money tomorrow. Right? And you go, yeah, so that's 4.5 grand. You're like, what? Aye, the VAT.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what do you mean the VAT? VAT, like, you have to pay the VAT. Oh, I keep doing the same fella's accent. And you're like, I never thought, why didn't you put that in the price at the start?
Yeah.
Oh, no, always. The prices don't include the VAT. You have to add the VAT. Oh, why the fuck didn't you mention the VAT? You're like, you know, where am I going to get the VAT?
Because then you end up doing that thing. You're bound to have done this, right? In fact, I know you have, because you told me about it so many times, where you get somebody to come, right, to have a look at a job, and then one or two things happens. In your case, right, they never come back.
That's most of the time.
Which is mad.
They just disappear.
The amount of people who have said, oh, Jesus, they hear about it on the radio. I'll sort that out for you.
You give me a call. Yeah.
And then they come around, they have a look, and they go, yeah, grand. All right, listen. And then you never hear from them.
Could never answer me again.
Or in my case, it's the opposite. They come and then they give me the price and I go, oh, Jesus.
And you're suffering, Jesus.
Never call them.
And then, that's the end of that.
Yeah, I'd say the amount of people who have looked at jobs and gone, geez, you're not McKenna, not a messer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I think he just calls people up for a chat.
And then you know.
It's because you're too bloody expensive!
And they're the only job where you ask them, what time will you start? That it's like asking someone what the temperature is going to be in July. You know, I know every other job, like when it comes to us, you know, you have to be here at 10 to 6 in the morning, right? Yeah. You have to be here. Because the show starts at 6. You know, you ring. So I'm getting the floors done, for instance, right?
Right.
I book the floor and you go, grand. And you go, so we'll be in there on the Thursday. I was there, grand, what time? We'll be there between 8 in the morning and 1 o'clock. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're in Fibsborough. You know, how I'm only down the road. How, like, you know, I didn't say this to my wife, Grant. So you're supposed to just sit around until they decide to start. Yeah. I remember with me.
Nearly as bad as delivery people. They'll be there between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Oh, fuck, really?
You're like, no shit. So on a, sometime during the whole working day.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just cancel all me plans and I'll sit and wait.
I'll just take a day's holidays and wait for this shithead to turn up when it suits him. If he's not eating a sandwich or something.
Yeah, you know, God forbid, like, yeah.
I remember having a row with an internet provider over in Dunleary when I was leaving, you know, and I was like, right, I'm leaving the house anyway, I want to cancel my account. And they were, right, we have to collect the modem. And again, when are you collecting it? Sometime between 8 o'clock and 3 o'clock. I was like, well, I said, what the fuck is that about? You know, so I got into a row with them. Yeah. And then they rang me back and they says, when will you be in the house and we'll come and get it from you? So I couldn't resist it. I went, sometime between 9 and 7. And they were like, that's not really good enough. And I says, well, I don't know. Like, I mean, I've a lot on.
Oh,
I have a lot on. I'll be sometime between 9 and 7. I'll be here sometime between 9 and 7. Can he not wait?
That would be amazing, wouldn't it, if our approach to the job would be that, look, we'll be on in the morning, give or take, sometime between... probably before lunch anyway.
Yeah, see, it depends. If Marty's coming in, we'll go earlier. If he's not, we'll just start at 10. Whenever feels appropriate, you know.
Yeah, it is mad, isn't it?
And it's like, how can you not just tell me when you're going to be there? Like, you don't, and you're not doing. And they go, oh, we've a lot on. Yeah, it's the flooring of a house. You're doing one of them a day.
Work it out.
Yeah, you're going, work it out.
Do you know what the problem is? People like you.
How would you mean?
Who, when you take the front of their house, then you go, oh,
that's the problem.
That's going to be more work than I thought.
Oh, Jesus, look at that now. Fucking hell, I didn't realise there was three dead bodies in there now.
You better ring everybody else that we have booked in and tell them that I won't see them now this side of Christmas.
And then, that's the end of that now. Oh, unfortunately, we're going to have to cancel on that poor old lady down the road who we promised we'd be there at 5. Yeah, I know, yeah. That is it. You're right. It's because all jobs extend, I suppose.
It is. It's a frightening prospect.
Yeah, and then, there's just so much more to do. And then you feel like halfway through the job, you just feel like, fuck this. Do I even want a nice house? I don't give a shit anymore. I'm just living shit. I'll just live in this room and let the rest of the house fall around me.
And
I don't
care. The saddest part about it as well is that because you and I aren't even in a position to turn around and go, do you know something? Feck it. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, oh, too.
Do you know what I mean? You want to. But you can't because you realise you've got no skills.
No skills at all. You know when you're doing the thing like, here's me, here's my skills. You know when the builders are in, they do their stuff and all, and they go, right, so that's that there done. And they go, brilliant. Yeah, that looks perfect. Great. So, and then they're like, so you could, like, you do what you want. You could hang a picture up there. But yeah, no, you hang a picture.
Would there be a lot involved in that? Well,
maybe blue tag a poster. Maybe I could blue tag a poster. Yeah. And they're like, maybe you could hang the picture for me. And like, you've got a builder going, you want me to hammer a nail in the wall? And like, yeah. Yes, if you don't mind, if you just hang a picture.
That's why we need a return to the days of the odd job man.
Oh, yeah.
The handyman.
It's definitely true.
Yeah. I've got a few bits in the house for you to do.
My partner, man, she's after buying a place, and I went in, and it's so embarrassing. The floor man is in, the painter is in, they're doing all their yoke. And then I went into the kitchen and I couldn't figure out how to open the press. And there's two lads there walking away, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, does it come sideways or does it go out? Now, Kelly, does this go sideways or out? I don't know what you're doing, really. Then you can see them giving you the side eye, you can't open the press. How does it work? And then you can see around the side of it. It does.
Must have been a fierce fancy press, was it?
That's the thing. It's not really. And I say, you can see where there's like lint things in it, but something around the side. Must be a lock on that. Is there a lock on that? And then you just walk away. You're like, I can't open that. You know, there's two workmen going,
that's
my God, like. Yeah. My God, you know.
People who literally refit their own house,
rewire them,
lay floors, build extra rooms, build conservatories, and you're there going, how does this press open?
How does the press open? And when they were fixing me gaff, and then your man rings, and he rings me and goes, hey, the alarm went off in your house. I went, okay. I said, what's the code? I don't know.
Seriously?
He said, you don't know.
Yeah, no, I just generally press the hoofer.
I just do the... thing. And he's like, you don't know. And then they had to knock the alarm block off the side of the house to stop the alarm ringing. So I went in, and it was so embarrassing when they turned up. He hands it to me, and I was there, thank you. holding the shell of the block under my arm, walking into the gaff. I'm like, my God, I can't do anything. You can literally can't
especially
do anything.
As a former electrician of yeah, sorts.
I'm there, if I go, if I take it to Kelly's house and hide it in the press if I can figure out how to open the fucking thing.
Right, let's give you a few bits from during the week that we had on the show. There was a kind of a running theme of slang
was,
for some
yeah.
reason.
There was a lot of slang. Gen Z slang was in there, and then there was like the old Cockney rhyming slang. So there's two bits and pieces about that in this today.
That's in there for sure. And also, we had a bit of advice. Well, it wasn't really advice from us. Jesus, we'd be in no position to give anybody advice.
No, no.
But no, this was advice that, you know, in case, like, depending on when you're listening to this, you might be planning to head out afterwards, you know. If you're listening over the weekend, you might be planning to head off to your local or to somewhere, you know, gallivanting and whatnot. And we had some advice from barmen about, yeah. what, like, how to behave
yeah.
yourself.
What not to do, basically. And it didn't stay on barmen. It says what not to do to Jim McKay.
did that come into it?
It did,
probably
yeah.
Did.
Oh, it did, yeah.
God, I've forgotten.
Do you not remember
our
friend, the man with the, who was talking to you about, well, it's in the thing,
oh,
they, they'll
right.
hear
okay.
it, yeah.
Okay, jeez, I listened to that myself. and also then, of course, as something that we revel in, I have to say, because we find it hilarious, is when people get absolutely outraged over some complete...
over something so ridiculous. And we're not even talking political stuff. Just, you know, the way somebody just loses their marbles instead of just moving on with
over
their lives.
Over something that is just normally day-to-day life.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Stuff that's been keeping local papers alive for years.
Years. Have a listen, we'll chat to you on the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
There's a story doing the rounds today, actually, about people who, you know, just they can't get their head around those kind of expressions that people have, like the Cockney rhyming slang stuff.
Yeah, Cockney rhyming slang is dying off, you see. So people don't use it anymore. So young people hear it and they're like, they haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so it's dying off in London, and that means it's dying off here. Because a lot of Dublin people always use that rhyming slang, you know.
But do we use their version of it?
A lot of it, yeah. Like, you know, your man, I heard your uncle is brown bread.
Brown bread,
we'd use
yeah.
those things, you know.
Yeah.
After someone would be gone. And you say that to a young person, they're like, what do you mean? As in, he's toast? No, as in he's brown bread.
Mind you, toast, yeah, he's toast. Although it's not really rhyming yeah, slang for anything.
Like he's something an L1 made. What are you talking about? No. Yeah.
You're saying my uncle is some form of bakery product.
Yeah, yeah, no, I just said I went into the funeral home, you know, having an old butcher's hook at him. And he was brown bread, yeah, brown bread.
And none of that makes
young
sense
people
anymore.
Are like, what are you talking about? Yeah, now when you go in there and you want the same, you have to go up the apples and pears because he's on the fourth floor. They're like, they're baffled. They don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about, you know. And because it's dying off, which is a shame. I kind of liked it, you know.
Yeah.
There's someone on the dog and bone for you there. If you want to have a chat
the
or whatever.
The old dog and bone. I'd say there's probably people listening to this who haven't ever come across that sort of stuff.
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. And it's gas. A friend of mine, her niece, like she was only a kid, and she was probably that crossover point where she liked Cockney rhyming slang.
Right.
But she didn't fully understand it. So she used to start the rhyme phrase, but use the actual word. So it was just weird. So she'd say, I hear your dad's brown dead. You know, she'd say it all wrong.
Brilliant.
You know that way. She'd go, my ma's up the apples and stairs. You know that way. Oh yeah.
That's fantastic.
If you're playing the lotto, I hope you have a bit of Donald luck. Do you know that way? So they went, yeah. She had it all wrong. Like,
there are some Irish ones, aren't there?
Rosie Lee for tea and all. Do you remember that?
Is that
would you like a cup of Rosie tea?
Rosie.
Or the best one ever was when she said her dad was having a birdie. Where's your dad? He's upstairs. He's having a birdie.
Oh my yeah,
saying
God.
The actual word, you know.
Because I don't know if we get the rhyming slang stuff. Yeah, some of those ones. But like, for example, the Daniel Day is not really rhyming slang. Is it?
No, but it's...
Because Lewis is the actual word.
But it still counts.
Actually, it suits your mate.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on the Daniel Day Lewis.
Although she'd probably go, he's on the Daniel Day tram.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you get people who don't... They just don't know. I guess they try and make up their own ones, you know. Yeah. And it doesn't make any sense. How would you make one up?
I know.
It's very hard to make one up, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Where's Jim? He's
oh my God, this could go anywhere.
He's just in there fishing the show. Rod fishing the show.
What? What's rod fishing?
I don't like finishing the show. Or
so obviously it's a bit harder. A bit harder than you originally thought.
Yeah. That is harder, isn't it? I can't think of any now. It's really hard. What rhymes with vegetables? Nothing. You know.
I'm distracted here because I'm trying to read something and I'm afraid to read it out in case it turns out to be dodgy. And people that were good at the old...
What?
Oh, right. So this is actually, it's a Cockney rhyming slang for Cockney rhyming slang from Martin and Clonsilla. People who were good at the old Ben Lang.
Oh, my God. That's when you know it's gone too meta. It's got, you know, it's crossing over itself now. That happens, yeah. You know.
So that's what happens, because that's what happens. Things get dropped off. So you end up with things like the boat on your man wearing the tin having a rosy.
But that's it. Nobody has a clue what you're talking about.
Which is the face on your man wearing the suit having a cup of tea.
Here. I'm getting stressed out here. I'm going to have to go for the old Tommy tea.
What in the name of God is that?
And this is one tea.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
We are living in the days of outrage, let's be honest, right? It's outrage. Outrage wins the day, you know. We love it. Twitter and tabloids and blah, you know.
Yeah.
But I think I've seen my favourite outrage story of the month anyway, of the year so far. So this woman, she was shopping online, you know, and she wanted to get some baby formula. Which I believe is something you use to feed children. And she was trying to get some baby formula. And, you know, if they don't have the stuff that you want when you're shopping online, you can hit a button for a substitute or a suggested substitute, you know.
Yeah.
And she hit the button and instead of another baby formula, a bottle of wine appeared, right?
Was suggested.
Was suggested instead of the formula. And she, well, God forbid you have a laugh and move on with your life. Absolutely dangerous and disgusting, she said. What if somebody bought us thinking it was baby wine and gave us to a child? It's absolutely disgraceful, and that it should be suggested to our mother who can't even properly get charged because she has children in the house and be made feel terrible. And she ran to the papers to say, to share the story of outrage and unacceptable behaviour via local supermarket, which now is being forced to apologise. I mean, imagine having to apologise. Oh my God.
What goes through somebody's mind?
I really don't know.
Even if they have their little inward moment of outrage, even if they're saying to themselves,
that's ridiculous.
That's shocking now, isn't it?
That shouldn't happen.
But what? How do you hold and sustain that to go to the papers?
I know.
What are you talking about?
And what makes you think anyone is thick enough to buy baby wine?
What is baby wine?
There is no such thing as baby wine. It's ludicrous. The entire thing is ludicrous. All these stories. I love reading these stories because they're like,
it is frightening to think there are those people in the world that take their outrage to that level.
To that degree of that entitlement that they feel like, you know, my favourite ones are the ones, you know, when a lad who goes to school and he opens a packet of prawn flavoured crisps in England and one of them shaped like a penis or something. And then he's like, he shows it to his ma and he's like, oh my God, that company better apologise. How do I explain it? You know, and then the local newspaper comes and they take a picture of them all with their arms crossed, looking very sad, and the kids crying in the corner. And then there's a willy shaped crisp on the table. And they're all like, oh, this is absolutely disgraceful that this should happen. And we demand that Tato Company apologise.
It also says a lot about newspapers, doesn't it? And how bad it must be to fill the paper.
Yeah,
That you wouldn't turn around and say to this woman, don't think you're overreacting
a little
bit. Do
you not think this is a slight overreaction?
So don't think, it's not really news, is it? Yeah. As such.
Not really news, is it?
Instead, having a
Mickey-shaped crisp or a bottle of wine or having a biscuit.
Like they're happy to pile on in there and go, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put it on the front page.
Absolutely unacceptable. Can we get a picture of your husband crying? and in the corner. You know, can we get that picture, please? You know, can we get... Is there any way you could rub your eyes? And, or you know the way they do things where they point at something? So they'll get all the family standing around pointing at a
laptop.
As a banana that has a face of Elvis in it or something. You know?
Just thinking, though, I mean, maybe this is effective. You know what I mean? Maybe, like, for example, maybe you could have gone to the papers about your plumber who dismantled your bathroom.
You'd imagine.
You know, you could go, outrageous.
Outrageous. I thought he was coming to fix the flushing of the toilet. Now I don't have a toilet.
That's a story,
yeah. Where am I going to poo? And the journalist can take a picture of me doing a poo in the garden with my arms crossed and holding the paper real grumpy.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Word of advice. If you are socialising this weekend in relation to how you treat your barman.
Yeah, be very careful. You know, like it's... The barmen are sort of... Well,
they're speaking out about
They're speaking out about things you should and shouldn't do and stuff that's considered rude at a bar, you know. It's simple things like don't be clicking your fingers. I mean, I can't believe people still would even do that in this day and age, to be quite honest, you know. And don't be leaning
over...
Was
that ever, like... It was never really acceptable,
I don't think so, no. I really don't think it ever... Not in Ireland, anyway. It definitely wasn't. And don't be leaning right across the bar with your hand over the other side wiggling tenors. Do you know that sort of thing? You know them lads, they're
trying to get the attention.
They have their belt buckle on the bar and they're like, ah! You know, like, apparently doing the whole, like, whenever you're ready, Jerry, whatever, like, you know, those things, that's no problem. But this, you know, wiggling your hand and hanging over the bar and leaning in that you're literally taking the bottles of whiskey off the back yourself, like, don't be doing that. And,
although it is a nightmare, you know, when you're in, I suppose these people mean if you're, certainly if it's your regular bar.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're at a rammed bar.
Yes, yeah.
And there's like, you know, there's six deep at the bar.
And
there's two lads on behind. And you think, I'm going to be here.
I'm going to be here
for
all
days.
And in that case, you wiggle your tenors all you want, as far as I'm concerned. It works both ways. There's also, like, if you want your drink made a certain way, say it at the start. Like, don't wait till he starts going, oh, no, can you do it? Oh, no, you're doing it all wrong. Oh, no, we got it.
What do you mean?
You know the way some people say, oh, can I get, I don't know, a cosmopolitan, I don't even know what that is, but can you put the ice in first and then put the martini, whatever.
Right.
But don't be doing, I want the whatever's in the cosmopolitan. You put the cat food in before the milk or whatever it is? You
I can't imagine any barman appreciating being told how to make the drinks first place.
Especially at
the best of times.
I know, yeah.
But there's one that definitely, like, lots of barmen, annoys lots of them is when, you know, say you've got a round of drinks, right?
Yeah.
And so you order, say, I don't know, whatever, and then you turn around and go, and a pint of Guinness. And they go, oh, well, for God's sake, would you not have said that? It could have been settling.
It could have been, it'd be ready
what
now.
Oh, for God's sake. Now, right.
Yeah,
so now you're going to just hold up the bar while we wait for your Guinness to
settle. Gin and Slims, one old fashioned, four gin and regulars, a brandy and ginger, a brandy and a slimmy ginger.
And six Guinness.
And six Guinnesses is, you're like, oh my God. But apparently the number one most annoying thing is when you don't tell a barman your old war stories. When they're at work and they're busy and they're working and they're doing the stuff, the last thing they want to hear is you going, walked to the bar myself, you know, back in the day, Oh, I saw it all, yeah, oh, head cases, yeah. A fella came in, he had one eye and he hit me in the head with an hatchet or whatever, don't. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, because let's be honest with you, you're not far off doing what you were saying about the making the drink thing.
Yeah.
You're basically sort of implying, I know all that you know.
I know
the game. I have a mate, actually, who
he's
does that all
doing
the time.
It, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, you know, I was in the... That's what he says.
I was in the game.
I was in the game. And I tell you, you know, well, you know yourself. I was in the game and you're like, oh, my God, here we go. And I was going to say something there.
You hear it in...
And of course, the other thing is like, air place. Well, I'll tell you something you wouldn't have seen. There wouldn't have been a speck. Unbelievable. When I ran it. But anyway.
Not the same now. These people aren't professionals. They all want to be actors. You know, back in my day, a barman was a barman. You know, all these flutes. I remember being with Jim. It happens and all. I get it in comedy, you know. People go, oh, I don't told a few jokes on myself back in the day. Yeah, oh, jeez, I was that lad for the best man speech. Ooh, I tell you. Worked on a cruise ship and all sorts of things.
Well,
it wasn't
profession.
A cruise ship, it was a car, Freddie, but you know, it's one of the same. And then there was, and I remember being with Jim. Jim gets this on, I don't know how he puts up with it. Well, Jim had put up with that, really. But remember, we met your man, and he goes, "Oh, DJ, yeah. How long are you in the game?" Jim's like, "Well, you know, 30 years or whatever." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, did a bit of that myself. Look at me pictures." And he starts, I swear to God, he starts showing Jim pictures from the 90s in like a bar in Mallorca or something. And he's there, "See me there now. That was, that was amazing. You see, I had the laser lights with all the rage back then. Oh, yeah, kids blowing whistles and all. You'd have to know exactly what song to put on." And Jim's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, whoa. Amazing. Yeah. Whoa.
Because you
cool. That's so cool to see those pictures. Yeah.
Because you do. I suppose it's like that in every profession. Probably everybody gets it.
Yeah.
But like the way everybody thinks that they have a joke that you will appreciate because you're a comedian.
I know.
And likewise, anybody who's literally ever held a microphone basically thinks, you know, yeah, sure. Similar to yourself. Like, so, you know what I mean?
They'll be there to Jim.
Remember doing the raffle there in a. The church.
Down the community hall, yeah. I'll tell you something. I did 2 24s one day. Unbelievable. Couldn't even remember what songs I was playing. It was that full on. I think I played simply the best 3 times that night. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, so it was. Yeah, and nobody cares. I get it on the bikes as well. Lads walk up. "Oh, so you ride a bike, do you?" "No, I'm just robbing this, yo. What do you think I'm doing?" And then they're like, "Yeah, rode a bike myself, yeah, Honda 50, 1972,
yeah,
back in the day, yeah, ripper it was, modified engine, lollipop sticks in the wheel." nobody cares.
Yeah. So keep your
mind your own business, you know. I'll now wait and see. Friday night, I'll be sitting there. I'll tell you something. There's not really a name when people, I'll be at the barman. When people tell you all about how they use those things, you wouldn't know anything about them. You should ask Jim. Do you know what people says to him? They'd be like, "Oh my God, PJ, shut your mouth."
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you're heading into work at the moment, particularly if you're maybe somebody who is of a certain age, whatever that age may be, and you're working with them, maybe a younger workforce, right? If a lot of the people that are around you in your job are a bit younger than you.
Particularly if you're over 45. This is what they're saying.
Right.
This is the danger area. You get to hit 45 and then you're starting to feel a little bit like you're moving on in the world. And you're at that strange age where you still feel kind of relevant. But then you kind of don't as well.
Yeah.
You know?
And particularly in the work environment or whatever, you know, you want to be... You know, you generally want to get along with your workmates,
don't you? Of
course you
do, yeah. And then the new employees are coming in, the new Gen Zers, and frighteningly they're saying 1 in 3 people over 45 in the workplace are trying to fit in with the new younger work colleagues, the new Gen Zers, by using slang to get down with all y'all kids, which is terrifying when I think
of it. I suspect that's probably not part of the slang they're using, is it, or...
Well, I don't know, man. You know, I always think of myself as a bit of a slinky cat when it comes to the groovy scene that is youth culture. So, you know, I think I get down with it and can still talk jiggy with my piggies when I gotta, you know. So,
jiggy with your piggies. Anyway, so what is there an example of the kind of slang that People use it, or what passes as slang in the office?
Well,
now?
It's just different turns of phrase more than anything else. So, you know, so some things, like, young people say, "That hits different now," you know?
That hits different.
So, like, if something's much better than usual or whatever, you know, they say, "Oh, yeah.
I've seen that,
That hits different."
So, I didn't think that was that cutting edge now.
Well, it isn't until you're 45 and going, "Whoa, man, I'll tell you something, I was watching that, Downton Abbey there last night. That hits different, doesn't it?" And they're all, God.
Right, okay.
And then all of a sudden, something that they didn't think was too, or sleep on is another one. So, like, they say things like, "Oh, no, my boss, he's just totally gone to sleep on my skills, you know. As in, he's not paying attention to me or, you know, ignoring me. Again, sounds like nothing until, you know, I rock in and whatever and go, "Oh, jeepers, I was going to sleep. I was going to go for a walk with the dog, but you know something? I said, y'all need to forget that. I'm going to sleep on this." Yeah. And the dogs and all, woo! And those puppies knew what was going on in my pound. I could tell you that much.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm getting quite the education here. I'm quite.
I'm feeling it is another one, you know, to express agreement. So you might say something here. Listen,
that's hardly that you, new, is it?
Well, if you, in a different way, like you might say, do you fancy a coffee or a jar later after work? And I go, yeah, man, I'm feeling it. Yeah,
please don't ever say that.
Yeah.
Please don't ever say that.
I've got to say that.
Please don't ever say that in front of other people if.
Yeah,
you know
man.
I mean?
I'm feeling it because, to be honest, Jim, a jar with you just hits different, you know? That is not something I'm going to sleep on, brother. No way. You and me got to go and do this, yeah.
Wow.
We got to have this because. And goals is a new word that they use in a different way. So it's used to sort of complement. An achievement. So, like, say if you won an award for a radio or something that's like unjustified, whatever. If you won something
unjustified,
I haven't got one. They'd say goals and extra. So they'd say, "Oh man, fair play. That is goals right there.
Wow.
How extra? How extra, man? That is goals." Yeah, we need to start feeling it.
Feel something. Yeah. The words themselves, I kind of get your delivery of them. It's. Like, for example, somebody's just WhatsApped in to say, is PJ still jarred? which is quite the commentary on your on your slang, your hip slang kind of usage.
Am I still jarred? Well, I'll tell you something, that does hit extra in the wrong direction, man. The way I'm feeling right now, that is goals. And you want to get out of my face if you want to stay a part of the human race? Yeah.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
There we go. A little smorgasbord from during the week on the show there for you, to, in case you missed out on us or just fancied having it again.
Fancied having it again there yet? Mm. So.
So listen, what's your week hold now? Because I mean, like, I know of, you know, obviously a few personal bits and pieces that are you know, with your. I don't want to give it the game away about your super publicity stuff that's happening in the future, but.
Oh God!
You know, young offenders and all that sort of stuff.
Excuse me.
And whatever allegedly is, you know, there's been rumours about
rumors
it.
Rumours in the press about it.
In the press about whether it be coming back and all. And then I know you've got other things to do with. Things down and all.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah.
And all that. So, have you a busy week this week?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do have a busy week. Unfortunately, I'll be non-stop, and none of us really productive. It's not even for me. I don't even benefit out of helping other people, which is never a good idea. So there's that.
That's very unlike helping other people.
Yeah,
right.
It doesn't suit me, I've noticed. So, yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of that, helping someone move house and all that cracking. Yeah. Lifting things and borrowing vans.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Really?
I mean, the last time you attempted to do that, if memory serves, we ended up talking about it a lot. In fact, I think we borderline nearly created a movie out of it called The Van.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was the basis of that again?
The desk, was it?
It was the desk. Not the van, the desk.
This ridiculous desk I had to take the hall door off someone's house to get it out. And then I couldn't get it up back right. Been rubbing ever since, still. And then it went into my gap, we couldn't get rid of it. And then it was stuck in a van for weeks. Oh, gee, yeah. So
it
that's,
was an epic.
That was just one desk. Now I'm trying to move an entire house in over the course of a weekend. Not that, me now, it's someone else's, you know. So we'll see how we get on there.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, James, I'm definitely going to Tommy tip myself before this is over.
Right. Look, I suppose I better not delay any longer. You've a lot to get done.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. If you're looking for, I'm looking to get out of us, by the way. So if you're having a few drinks in the woods this week, sack of cans in the mountains or whatever it is you normally do.
And if I wouldn't go,
yes, so I might see you if that's okay.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.